Okay, so we are on Simon Kofiotes Sif Beis. So that's page 288. So we've been discussing in Kofiotes that Yashvan Esrei. So Yashvan Esrei, but if a person in each bracha wants to add on to the Shmon Esrei something that they feel they need for whatever the purpose is, so they could do that. So for example, Machaber said, in Refa'enu, you could daven for a chola, if you need parnasa and birchas hashanim, and so on and so forth. So, and we discussed whether you say it in single form or plural form. So in Beis, the Machaber says as follows, Yesh Misha Omer, there is an opinion that says, Keshemosif, that when you do, now again, we're not talking about, we saw in the Machaber that you're adding in the Shema Kalein, and we're not talking about that, well, we'll see about Shema Kalein, at the end of Shmon Esrei, before you step back. We're talking about in each bracha. So we say that this is the way we came out last time, that you say the bracha, let's say, and if you have something that's dealing with Geula, so then you add it in before you say the bracha. That's the way we came out last time. So now the Machaber says, some say that bracha, keshemosu bebracha, when you add onto a bracha, letzorach yachid, for your own personal needs, lo yarech. You shouldn't go long. You shouldn't wing it yourself for an extended, you should make the bracha or the add-on short. Mishabura says, and this is even in Shema Kolenu. Even in Shema Kolenu, you shouldn't go too long. You should try to make it short, be abbreviated, and certainly in the other brachas. But after the at the end of Shmon Esrei, before you step back, before you after you yield the ratzon, you could go as long as you want. You could go as long as you want. There's riots from that from Rabbi Kiva and others along the same lines. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan.
Depends. They just when you don't have time, so in Shomer Tefillah, the Mishnah Berurah say you can say.
No, it's not a matter of time. No, it's not a matter of time. That's exactly what I was going
to
explain.
No,
so it's not. No, that's not the point. The idea here is, and that's why I want to explain, is as the Aruch HaShulchan says so beautifully, he says as follows. Vida, and this is in Os Beis. Vida, dezed dover poshut. That it's obvious. He said it's obvious. Shloi tiru chazal lohosi b'shmona esrei. Elba mikra. That when we say this whole halacha, that you can add on your own stuff in each bracha, that's only once in a while. Keshet sarachla, that when you need whatever it is. Again, even in Refa'enu. Ava lohosi tefila kavua temidios b'shmona esrei. But to add something that you say even in one bracha, but you say it all the time, consistently, every tefillah, hu ha'ozo yaseira, the chutzpah. It's brazen. It's chutzpah. Klape anshei ha'knesses ha'gdol. Versus the anshei ha'knesses ha'gdol, set up this tefillah. I got an on. So Chazal gave you latitude that, you're right, if there's some unusual need, you could add something, you could wing something. But to do this all the time, consistently, so again, it's not an issue of time. It's an issue of, I'm right there, so I could add on too. So to a certain degree, it's gaibadik. The alzeh yodeh kol tamid chacham, and then he goes on very strongly, the Aruch HaShulchan, that any person who's a tamid chacham and fears Hashem, that he has to scream. People, they add on tefillahs into Shmona, they print things into Sidurim. And he says, even in Shema Kolenu, they add on Hashem Chatasi, and we see in some, now in art, they're printed, but they're on the bottom. Evidently, these were printed actually in Shema Kolenu, and people used to say them all the time. You can imagine also with Refa'enu. We have it on the bottom, right? But again, we're seeing here, we saw it from the Machaber, but also from the Aruch HaShulchan, he says that should be careful not to constantly say these add-ons, even refainu, in a steady way. Avololasos, I'm skipping a lot here. Avololasos nuscha kavua besocha tfilas anshei knesak dolo. So again, you shouldn't add on things into what Chazal said. So when you do this, you should do it very judiciously. So what's the best idea? Same at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Say at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Achar Yilu Ratzon. And after Yilu Ratzon, that's when you say it. That's when you say all these things. And again, in your own private things.
After the first one or after the second?
It depends.
That's just what I was going
to
ask.
It depends on you. It's best to say twice. We're going to see that later in the Mishnah Berurah. Say one before Elokai Nitzor, and then one before you step back,
and then
you say it.
The rabbi says, you say the additions after you say the first one.
After the first one, before the second one. Right. But that's why we say a first one, for that reason. The other thing I also want to mention is we discussed about davening for a chola. So we saw in the Mishnah Berurah that if the chola is in front of you, you don't have to mention the person's name. But if the chola is not in front of you, you do. So the Aruch HaShulchan clarifies that a little more. And he says that the reason for this is al shlola fanav, if the chola is not in front of you, sarach lahazkir shmo v'shem aviv o shem imo. First of all, he says that when you're davening for a chol and the person's not there, you have to say their name. And you have to say their name, as I just mentioned something, and the name of the father or the mother. I don't have time to get into it. The Marsham, if I have my Marsham here, the Marsham brings down from a Zohar in Lech Lecha, the Pasuk Vayelech Lamasov by Avram Avinu, that the tzorech lahaskir shem imo v'lo shem aviv, that you mentioned the mother's name of the chola, not the father's name. Brings out another Zohar in Shmos, but again, you have to mention the name, and here we see a difference between the Aruch HaShulchan said you can use the father or the mother's name. The Zohar brings down, the Marsham brings down that you should use the mother's name. Now, why do you have to do this if the person's not there? I mean, does Marsham know? Oh my gosh, I don't know what you're thinking about. So the Aruch HaShulchan gives a very brief explanation. He says, "Tzarech la'hazkir shemo v'shem aviv v'shem o shem imo levarer tfiloso ami mevakesh rachmim," to make it clear who you're asking for. Ki atfila, Hashem knows. So the answer is the Aruch HaShulchan says, "Ki atfila tzarech lios beruro." Tefila has to be clear. I don't know if that means Hashem. Hashem understands. But it's good for you to know. Right? When the person standing there, I think this is what the Aruch HaShulchan means. When the person's sitting there or standing there, so it has an impact on you. The person's right there. Right? Like we mentioned, like Chas V'Shalom, you're visiting somebody in a hospital or something. The person's not there, so they're not there. So it makes more of an impact on you. It makes your tefila clearer, I think the Aruch HaShulchan means, for you, if you mention the person's name. Okay? Stop here, please.